Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Just one second, audience. Okay. Yes, good evening. I hope everyone is doing well. Hope you had a great week. And this is Mary, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. And tonight we have a special guest that will be tagging with me and discussing a special topic. What are you teaching your children at home? And the scripture is 1 Timothy 3:4. One that rules well his own house, having his children, is subjective with all gravity. And that is meaning, I'm going to make it read from our Amplified version, he must rule his own house well, keeping his children under control, with true dignity, commanding their respect in every way, and keeping them respectful. And I'd like to also read verse 5. For if a man does not know how to rule his own household, how is he to take care of the church of God? Well, tonight we're going to be talking about what are you teaching your children at home? As parents, we have a responsibility to train and prepare our children to be successful in life. There is no better classroom for teaching them the responsibilities of life than in our own home. God expects us to teach our children how to conduct themselves, how to respond daily, and giving them daily responsibility. By giving our children this kind of training, we prepare them for the real world, where they will one day be employed making a living. This issue of properly training our children is extremely important. Well, Paul says in 1 Timothy 3:4, we must set examples in this area for everyone else in the church. A leader must be one that rules well in his own home, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Today, I want to focus on what Paul said about how children should behave. What he says applies to all children. There is no double standing. We are commanded by God to teach, to train, prepare, and equip our sons and daughters to victoriously enter the arena of life. It is important for us to, as parents, to be firm and have the right exercise godly and authority over our children. If children doesn't voluntarily submit parents should have the right before God to force their children to obey. Parents need to make it clear from the time a child is young that mother and father have the ultimate authority in the home. And I'm sure today you can say that a lot of that is not going on. When a parent doesn't exercise authority and let a child get away with whatever he or she wants, it brings confusion in the house. Set things straight by making it known to your children that you are assuming your godly role as a leader of the house. By teaching your children to respond correctly to your authority at home, you are preparing them to respond properly to their future employers. An example, a soldier stands his daily responsibility, understands his daily responsibility. No soldier in the army wakes up and say, gee, I wonder what the sergeant will ask me to do today. The soldier knows that certain responsibilities are regular and routine. Well, tonight we have a guest that she will come on the air, and she will, I wanted her to come on and talk with you tonight about that topic, because she reminded me so much when my husband passed. I had babies when they passed away. And also, she has a little girl now who's 3 years old, and she was a baby when her father passed. And also, they died in the same month. Next month, June 9th, would be 20 years for me. June 25th will be 3 years for her. I would like to introduce you tonight to Tracy Lowe, and I want her to come on and talk to you about how she's raising up her little girl and getting through what she's gone through in these past 3 years. Tracy?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you on the air?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right. And I also want to apologize to the audience for coming on a little bit late. Had a little bit of technical difficulty, but I'm on, and I hope that you will enjoy hearing a testimony and a story about Tracy Lowe and her daughter, Clarkston.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tracy Lowe, and my daughter is Clarkston Lowe. She's three. I'm 33. I lost my husband on June 25th, 2008. It will be 3 years. I'm really here to tell everybody that even through tragedy, you can still triumph and not feel that you're alone. My daughter at the time was 6 months, and I was in a strange place because I wasn't working. I was in school, and I had this mortgage. I had a lot of responsibilities that I had just become a new wife and a new mother, and it was like everything came at a very short period of time. And when it is all about you at one point in time, and then now you're a wife and you're a mother, and then you're the head of your household, it's a sudden thing. But one thing I've learned, there's nothing too hard for God, and it's only by his grace and mercy that we're able to follow through on what we need to do. I really thought it was, I knew it was going to be a hard task, but I said God wouldn't have picked me for this if it wasn't, you know, if he knew my life was tailor-made for me, and if he didn't think I could handle it, I wouldn't be, it wouldn't be just so. my daughter now is 3, and she is definitely her mother and father's child. And that's why I never get some things I smile about and I laugh because I see her so much of me, and even at a young age, I see so much of me and her father in her. She has a personality that is, I mean, I can't explain. She's a very delightful little girl, and she's a joy to be around, and she brings so much joy in people's lives, even at being at the age of 3. But as far as when it comes to disciplining her, I know that I'd have to discipline her in a way that I don't take away from her personality. When we go out, we go to a lot of restaurants. We go to widows' meetings. We do a lot of things together, and that's another thing. I worked in daycare for 7.5, 8 years, and I noticed with a lot of kids, they were not exposed to a lot of different things. And that's the main thing. We have to expose our children to different things so that they will be comfortable in those situations, and they're not put in situations where they don't know how to act. And sometimes they get out of line because my daughter gets out of line all the time. I'm not going to say that she's perfect, but she knows that, and it's a little look I can give her, and she'll know, okay, I better get back in line. Mama means business. And also, I want to touch on when people say it takes a village, it does take a village. And we have to remember that I do have my parents, and they are a huge help in helping me raise my daughter, because at one time I had a guilt. I felt very guilty because my husband wasn't here. And you would see other children with their fathers and mothers, and even if they weren't together, they had a father. So I felt as though I had to do 150% for my daughter because her father wasn't here. So I had to, you know, do so much more, more clothes, more this, more that. And my mother had to pull me back and say, Tracy, you're doing too much. I mean, not saying, you know, that you're not supposed to do, but be careful for your finances. I had a guilt because I felt like, oh, my daughter's father isn't here. But then she reminded me, she said, God is the best, is the ultimate. He's a better father, mother, brother, sister to us than we could ever imagine. So that you don't have to ever worry about. But you don't want to get your daughter in a space where she's like expecting things because when children figure out, because they're very smart, when they figure out that you're doing this because, oh, my daddy isn't here, so that's why mommy does all this extra stuff, because they will figure it out at some time, and it's a guilt, and they will start to play on that guilt. So I had to pull back from that, but I have a outsource. My parents help me, and we have to work together with disciplining my daughter, because she can be a handful. She's very inquisitive. She wants to know why this, why that, and she's very intelligent, and she plays on those emotions. And she knows that this is Nana and Papa, and I can get whatever I want out of Nana and Papa, and they're not going to say too much of anything. So we now work, you know, together so that we can get those little, we can nip little things in the bud, because small things will fester and become larger things on a greater scale if you don't nip them in the bud when they're young. And just working together along with them. And I told my mother once, I said, Mom, you've lost your edge. Because I remember coming up, and my mother was always on to me. But now that my daughter's here, it's like, oh, you know. So now it's just working together. I don't feel like my parents would ever do anything to hurt my daughter. That's why I have no problem with them disciplining her. And another thing that I want to touch on is for widows, single women, just even single men who are widowers or just, you know, who are raising their children, never let the world tell you what your child is going to be if they're missing that man or that woman. A lot of people feel like, well, if I don't have a father in the home, if I don't have, my child doesn't have a mother in the home, then they're going to be wayward, they're going to get out there. No, you have statistics. I never pay attention to it, and I tell a lot of my friends, Do not pay attention to statistics. You be the best parent you can be, and you be an example to your children. Because if you're bringing in all these different men, or you're having all these different issues with men or with women or whatever, you're teaching your children some bad habits and some bad things. And that's not to say, I don't know what God has in store for me. I don't know if I'm ever supposed to get married again. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that God has given me my daughter. That's my blessing. And I feel like with his help that I can raise my daughter. And if he sees fit to bring in someone, you know, I'll know it. Because, you know, it's something that it's going to be plain. It's not going to be anything I have to wonder about or guess about. So really and truly, I just really want to tell women and men too, you just have to lean on God and not on your own understanding and what you think things should be. We have to get into our Bible and get into the Word and pray and pray and pray and pray without ceasing. We have to pray over our children daily, pray over other people's children. We have to pray for each other, and we just have to do the best that we know how, but with God's help, that we can be the best parents we can be. And regardless of what your circumstance is, if you're a widow, if you're a single parent, whatever. Some people have a spouse in the house, and it's like they're doing it by themselves. Whatever your situation, you just have to lean on God and just trust. And we have to prepare our children for stepping out into that world. The best way is to get into that word and to pray and ask God to help us and do the best we can about disciplining our children. Because one thing about it, if they go astray, because they're not perfect, we weren't perfect, but if they go astray, we know that they have the solid foundation to come back. Even if they go out there and do the wrong thing, and we know the foundation is there. So, and if we got a solid foundation, it's going to be okay, and our kids will be okay, and they'll come back. So that's basically what I wanted to say.
Well, Tracy, have said, I mean, everything that I would have said, because I now have my kids were babies too, and now one is 24, the other is 20. And everything that you have said, I've seen it in my children. So knowing that you are raising your children, your child right now at 3 years old, just knowing that if you keep up all the things and believing in God, everything that you have said, that your Clarkson will turn out to be a beautiful young lady. Because I have my two, I can definitely say all the things that you said, disciplining them, also praying for them and for this, and teaching them about God. I mean, then they have turned out to be beautiful children. So you just keep on doing what you're doing, because that's what God expecting you to do.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you so much for coming on the air tonight.
Thank you.
I know that, I guess it's so quiet in the house, I guess Clarkson is sleeping.
Yes,
but,
ma'am.
But she is always, whenever you bring her to an event with us, different things that we have had, she's always displayed be a beautiful daughter and discipline. I've seen how she's around us, and you don't have to be yelling and screaming at her. She's a little young lady, and just keep on doing what you're doing, because God is definitely blessing you with that beautiful daughter of yours. And thank you so much for coming on the air. And last, do everything you can to prepare your children for success and discipline. When they grow up and begin to work in the world, real world, they will thank you for investing the time and love in preparing them for life. And you definitely are doing that. I can see that in Clarkson. And God has blessed me, and I have, I must say, I'm very proud of the two that I have. And they, I could take them to restaurants, and people would always say, boy, those kids are so well behaved. But you put time and loving them in order for them to do that, and always praying and keeping and teaching them about God and to love God and what God is expecting them to be as young adult children and young adults. So thank you so much, Tracy, for coming on the air. And just you have given us a beautiful testimony showing what you are doing in life. In spite of your loss, you're still holding on and knowing what you got to do with you and your child. So thank you again for coming on the air. And I hope that all of you out there enjoy her testimony. And it's knowing that she is one of our youngest of our widows, and she, God is really giving her the strength to move forward. You remind me so much of me because of the young the baby, and also the period and the month that we both lost our spouse. But just knowing that God will always be there for you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He promised you that. And we are special. Widows, but like the scripture says, honor widows that are widows indeed. He will never leave us or forsake us. So thanks again for listening. And tune in again next week. We will continue to have different special guests on. And also, you can come on yourself and give your testimony, because I'm sure that whatever you have to say, you will touch someone else's life, as Tracy has touched our lives tonight. So have a great week, and good night, and be blessed.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share of love abuse.
Abuse
manipulated,
manipulated,
and its strength,
and its strength misused. And I can't help,
and I can't help but to give God glory.
Glory
when I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
Story.
And I know,
and I know,
you favored me,
you favored me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph
over me.
Yes, they did,
yes,
try,
they did try,
but it didn't work.
Couldn't triumph over me.
I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. I'm on my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.